thank God that His mercy walked in. Amen? Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your many blessings. We just thank You, even though we probably don't like the cold very much, Lord. We like a little bit of it, but we just know that, Father, all things are controlled by You. We just thank You for Your many blessings. Pray that the Holy Spirit would just be with us this morning, that He would speak to us through Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Everybody awake? It's great to be in God's house this morning. I got a question for you, starting off. How many of you don't have any problems going on in your life right now? Any problems or any troubles? If you do, raise your hand. Okay, I don't see any. So, Wendell don't have any problem. All right. Wendell is the problem. No, I wouldn't say Wendell's the problem. No, let's don't say that. You know, God is good. When Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He knew that He was about to be arrested, and He knew that He was getting ready to face certain death. And I wondered, as I was reading the Scripture, you know, how did Jesus react when troubles and problems came into His life? How did He resolve His problems? He believed that God was sovereign, and He put His trust in His Father. He put His trust in God, who has ultimate control of every situation. In Mark 14:36, Jesus said, "Abba, Father," as He cried out, "Everything is possible for You. Please take this cup of suffering from Me. Yet I want Your will to be done, not mine." Jesus knew that God had the power to change the situation that He was in. But what did He seek most of all? His Father's will for His life. Jesus could have called down 10,000 angels and got Him out of the fix that He was in. He could have done that Himself. But He chose to do what? God's will for His life. So, how many of us have problems this morning? How do we take care of our problems? What do we do as Christians when things come, when adversity comes into our life, when there's just seems like there's just not any other way to get around this? I can't see a way that I can fix this. There's nothing that I can do. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." It took me years and years and years to get it through this thick head of mine, this stubborn head of mine, that I couldn't control everything that went on in my life. That I had to relinquish that control to someone who had a higher power, had greater power, had the ability to do things that I could not do. I turned it over to God. You know, when I really realized and finally turned everything over to God, there was a peace that came upon me. that I can't explain. The last few days, Claudia and I and our family have been going through some problems with her mother. She was facing certain death. That we knew, and she knew it too. The one thing that she continued to do was to talk about her Savior, because she knew where she was going. You know, when we don't turn our problems over to Him, we start worrying about our problems. And worry causes undue stress on our lives. And we've been told for years that stress will make you sick. It shortens your lifespan. It causes high blood pressure. It causes all kinds of things in your life. It ultimately will kill you. Stress can do that, the doctors say. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? When I'm talking about stress, when we have things come in our life and we try to manipulate, we try to control them, we sit down and we'll discuss it with our wife or husband. You know, what can we do? We talk to our parents. You know, how can we get out of this situation? What can we do to make it any better? King Solomon said in Proverbs 17:22, he said, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." You know, worrying needlessly about our problems drains the very life out of each and every one of us. It drains our joy, our happiness, isn't it? And it also causes us to doubt God. But we serve a God that has the power to even flood this entire earth. We serve a God that can destroy complete cities, whole, completely annihilate them. We serve a God that created everything that you see on this earth. Yet we continue to try to take care of our problems ourselves. God can resolve any problem we have if we have this one secret key ingredient. Any guesses what that is? It's faith. Exactly right. Faith. Jesus said that if we have the faith of the size of a mustard seed. Now, I tell you, I honestly can tell you, I've never seen a mustard seed. Has anybody seen one of those little suckers? They're hard to see. I looked it up, though, and it is a teeny little speck. It's little. It's not much to it. But Jesus said, if we had faith just that big, we could tell a mountain to move and it would move. Holy cow. Move a mountain. We can move a mountain with faith, then why can't we solve our problems through faith? You know, how you perceive a problem can make a giant difference in your life. When you think everything is impossible, y'all have heard this term before, anytime you start thinking wrong, I call it stinking thinking. That's when the devil comes to you and he says, you know, really, God can't do that. Do you really believe that God can help you in this situation? Stinking thinking. That's what that is. That is when you believe something that smells awful. It's not the truth. Satan does not want you to have faith in God, and that faith in that He can help you with all your situations, all your problems. Those thoughts, that stinking thinking comes from one source, and that's Satan himself. I sometimes think God just kind of sits there and sees what's going on in our life, and He just shakes His head in disbelief at our lack of faith in Him. In Ephesians 3:20 it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Have you kind of seen a pattern here about God's power, how much power He has? He has the almighty power, the ultimate power, the infinite power. Yet, we never tap into it. A lot of times we just pray for little stuff. "Lord, bless this food that I'm about to eat. Amen." That's just about the extent of some of our prayer life. Am I wrong? If I am, speak up and tell me. Because I know, because I've been there. More power, unlimited power, more than we can ever comprehend is what God has. So who are you going to call on? Who are you going to run to when problems and troubles come? One more scripture in Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, Jesus came and told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth." All power on heaven and on earth. All authority. When you have complete authority over something, it means that you have complete control. There's nothing about that you don't have control over. You judge it, you can change it, you can do whatever you choose to do when you have complete authority. All power and authority is given to Jesus. And we think our problems are too big for Jesus. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing. In my life, God has managed every problem I've ever had. I would sit and worry about it and fret about it, and I'd go to the pastor and I'd say, "Pastor, man, this is just eating me from the inside out, and I just don't know what to do." And he said, "Well, son, let me ask you something. Have you ever sat down and taken this to the Lord?" That light goes off in my head. Duh. I forgot to give it to God. And at first, I would give it to God, and then I'd think Satan would give me that stinking thinking again, and I'd go, "Oh, wait a minute. Now, is he really taking care of that for me? I don't know. Maybe I better go pick that back up and start worrying about it a little bit." So I'd pick it back up and I'd start carrying it around again. And it would just be like a cancer, just be eating me again. And I'd go back to the pastor and say, "It didn't work. It didn't work." He said, "Well, did you take it to God?" "Man, yes, I did." He said, "Well, did you leave it there?" Ding. That light went off again. "Well, you know, Pastor, I got to worrying about it. I got to thinking about maybe God needed a little help." Need a little help from me. That's funny, isn't it? I tell you, I finally learned after years of doing this that if I just left it there, God could take care of it. It's when I tried to pick it back up and handle it myself, that's when it really got to be a mess. We need to quit worrying and quit fretting over stuff and turn it over to God, who is able to solve any problem or any trouble that we're going through. Anything. You think, the pastor just doesn't know what I'm going through. He doesn't know the problem that I have. You're right. I probably don't know. But I do know a God that is more powerful than your problem. More powerful than my problems. I know, because this week we've been going through a lot of problems in our life. And I know through the prayers of the folks here at Common Ground and my turning it over to the Lord, we have complete peace. We have complete comfort. We have complete joy, even in the death of Claudia's mom. Because we know one thing, She hasn't been able to walk for years, but we know now she is up there dancing a jig. Woo! Boy, I mean, she's getting down. She's going around and seeing her husband. She's seeing her mother. She is having a hoot nanny, and we're down here and trying to feel sorry for ourselves because she's gone. No, it's not going to happen. We're celebrating that she is finally out of pain, and she is with her Creator who made her, who she loved for so many years, 90-something years. Folks, God has the power to reach into every problem that you have. It doesn't matter whether it's financial. It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing at all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. We all have problems. We all have needs. We all have things that are going on in our life, Father, that Satan tells us, Lord, that you can't take care of, that we need to be the one that's taking care of it and worrying about it. Father, I just pray that we would have the faith to just walk up and turn our troubles over to you. Once and for all, complete the whole shebang, Lord, every one of our problems. It may just be one thing. It may be many things, Father. But I pray, Lord, that we would have the faith to lay everything at your feet and leave it there and let you take care of it. I pray for faith this morning. I pray for strength. I pray for growth in each and every one of us, Father, that we would lean on you and not on our own understanding. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to Common Ground Cowboy Church. If you're visiting here with us this morning, I want to say welcome. Glad you're here. If you're looking for a church home, this is a good place to serve the Lord right here at Common Ground.